I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. Time now for your letters, beginning with comments about a conversation we aired last week about the retailer Walmart. Slate's Michael Kinsley told Alex Chadwick that Walmart has, perhaps unjustly, become America's favorite villain, and Kinsley confessed he likes shopping there.
I love box stores, and I get an almost patriotic feeling.
Why is that?
Because that's a really American scene. And Americans shop there, and they may not like what Walmart has allegedly done or has done to empty out their downtowns, but they shop there. If people weren't shopping there, Walmart wouldn't build these stores just to be perverse.
Slate's Michael Kinsley. In response, Michelle Jameson wrote in from Palm Springs, "How many phones, digital cameras, irons, and sweaters do we really need?" she asks, and concludes, "I think we should pay a fair price for a good product, fix it when it gets broken, and use it until it wears out." And from listener Steve Barry, this comment, "At one time, people working at supermarkets could afford their own homes, put their kids through college, and save a little for retirement." Mr. Barry goes on, "In today's global economy, where the sole motive of companies is to drive up market share while driving down labor and production costs, it's the middle class and working poor who suffer the most." On Monday, we presented a review of a new reality series, Airline, a behind-the-scenes look at employees and passengers on Southwest Airlines.
"You don't understand. You don't come from the streets, man. I come from the streets."
"Oh, do you?"
"Yeah."
"I'm not going to debate whether you're from the streets or not."
Our reviewer, Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter, said Airline failed to lift him.
Most of Airline recaptures the more prosaic frustrations of air travel, from missed connections to lost luggage. They're exactly the kind of encounters just about every traveler has experienced firsthand and wouldn't want to remember.
And here's a response from listener Ellis Carver in Grants, New Mexico, who heard our review, watched the show, and found it delightful. "May I suggest that your wondrously intelligent, self-consciously articulate, and painfully serious TV critic be put on leave for 6 months with the stipulation he work as a stew for Southwest? It will give him a refreshing sense of reality and far less moral earnestness." That's from listener Ellis Carver. Finally, we aired several reports over the past week on the banning of the supplement ephedra, including one from reporter Deborah Schifrin, who found shoppers in San Francisco stocking up before the ban takes effect.
"Well, I'm going to buy about 3 or 4 or 5, 6 bottles of ephedra products. Not so much for the weight loss, but for the pump it gives you for the workout."
Our reporter noted that some ephedra fans were also snatching up cold medicines containing pseudoephedrine, hoping to get their kick from that related compound. "Bad idea," says listener and medical chemist John Block.
"Pseudoephedrine stimulant properties are less than that of ephedrine, which is why there is a lower abuse potential to pseudoephedrine. The person your reporter interviewed who used ephedra to help with his workouts had better start drinking coffee. That may cause problems, but that is another story. John Block, Professor Emeritus, College of Pharmacy, Oregon State University, Corvallis, Oregon."
Just some of our listeners' thoughts on this Wednesday. Thanks to everyone who wrote us. If you've got a comment about our program, chime in. Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Don't forget to tell us where you live, and if you wish, leave your phone number. You might hear yourself right here the next time we do letters from listeners. daytoday@npr.org. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.